So what happened then was the liberation, one could say, from compulsive thinking and from identification with thinking. Thinking still happens sometimes, but ever since then, no thought has made me unhappy, and thought still occasionally happens. And of course, when I speak, thought is involved, because thought is needed so that words can come out of my mouth. But it is spoken from that deeper field of no thought. So then thought arises out of that. And any creative activity and any creative insight that ever occurred to anyone in the world has come out of that field that is deeper or higher, whatever you want to call it, than thought. And so it's that anybody who is creative in any way, if only momentarily, must have access to that field of no thought, where suddenly there's a stillness but an alertness. And then perhaps it only lasts a moment, and yet after suddenly there's a realization. Then it takes form as thought, and that's fine. But now it's thought that is actually empowered. It has a newness, a freshness to it. It's not the old record. Thought mostly is the old record going round and round. So any artist creates from that, even if they don't know it, just as I didn't know when the shift happened that my thought processes had become reduced. They just had become reduced, and I knew I was at peace, but I didn't know why. So there are many creative people who don't quite realize that where their creativity comes from, and that they enter that state of what I often call presence, which is thoughtless awareness. They enter that state, perhaps only briefly, occasionally, but that's where they do, the treasures come from. And then they are given form by the mind, and then perhaps external form as writing or as music or as painting, whatever form it takes. Or it may be that it takes on a completely different form, that field, if you're in touch with that field, it could simply be not go through the mind. It can enter this world as an emanation of peace, compassion, or love. So in that sense, sacredness, one could say, is associated as an essential characteristic of that realm that is beyond thought. Peace, sacredness, love in the true sense of the word. I don't like to use that word so much because it's been misused. But there's a sacredness to that field, and that can, those who are in touch with that for any length of time, of course time only exists on the external level, in that field there is no time, you're in touch with that, then also, as long as you're in touch with that, you emanate peace. Something shines through you, one could say. Something shines through the form. There is an openness into a realm that is beyond form. And so, the way I now experience the world is through stillness, mostly. One could say everything happens in a field of stillness, and even an agitation could happen around me, and that also happens in a field of stillness. It's liberation from the need to think. And now perhaps before you ask another question, or maybe that is the question that you're going to ask, how does it happen? Why did it happen to you? Can this happen to everybody? Is it going to happen to everybody? Or is there anything we can do to make it happen? Because there's not much point in just listening to something that happened to somebody else and think, oh, that's great, but what about me? How could I? I couldn't get there. But what I sense is that state of becoming free of compulsive thinking is arising in many human beings already know. It's not so much that they need to make it happen. It's more like allowing it to happen. And there are many humans who don't realize that already there are times when they are in that state of thoughtless awareness. But it's not recognized because the mind cannot recognize it. And because they're still perhaps 90% trapped in mind, then it would simply seem like a moment of nothingness. Or it could, if they go more deeply, it could be that they remember something as, oh, that was a wonderful moment, but where is it now? Sometimes people report in a moment of great danger, they experienced that shift when suddenly the mind stopped and they became enormously peaceful. And they didn't know whether they would survive the next few seconds. But suddenly there was that field of peace. And they did survive, those who did. And then they talked about it later and said, that was very strange. I was facing death. And suddenly there was this peace. And I could see whatever the situation was. I could see the car coming towards me and I knew it wouldn't stop. But I felt incredibly peaceful and alive and alert and present. It can happen in those situations. It can happen in situations when for some reason the mind stops. Even sometimes through great physical exertion, so much that suddenly the mind stops. Or overwhelmed by enormous beauty, and for a moment there's simply an opening. And whenever you respond to beauty in nature, for example, or even the beauty of another human being, or a rose, a flower, a plant, there's a moment for the recognition of beauty to be possible. There's always a moment of thoughtless awareness. And that's the moment when you truly perceive. And for many people, that moment is very short. And then the mind comes in and interprets it. But if they could pay more attention to that moment, when there is actually the stillness, it's only through perception in the stillness that you can be aware of beauty. And so in that moment, the beauty is there. So the beauty, and also this applies to love, true love, can only be there in the absence of mental noise. Now, for many people, that is only very short and they don't recognize it because it's so short. And then the mind comes in again and says something about it or say, the future or past, whatever comes in. So if you just pay attention to naturally arising moments of pure awareness or presence, it could happen when you wake up in the morning, eyes open, and you look around, and stillness is there. And some people experience that, and it may last for half a minute or a minute. And for many people, then the mind suddenly starts to work. The machinery of mind, the wheels. And before they know it, they've gone into the state of being completely identified with thought. And suddenly they remember what their problems are and what they have to do today. And all those, oh, and that, oh my God, oh, and then I have to do, oh, on yesterday this happened. Suddenly, of course, it's the state of being identified with thought is a problematic state. Very problem and very heavy. So if you can catch that time when thoughtless awareness is there naturally, and when you pay attention to it, it stays for longer. Just be aware of it. Because it is the awareness And nature is beautiful. When you go into nature, you can only really see it when the mind is still. Then you truly see, you truly perceive. May not, perhaps not necessarily totally still, but there, you can, at least some of the time, you can truly be there and listen and see and smell what is and not label it. And then imagine what that does to relations with human beings when you can allow the other person just to be without the compulsion to label immediately. Allow them to be and to say and to do. And again, I use the word allow, and that's a key word that takes you, is a little pointer, that takes you into that state of presence. Allow what is to be. And what is always this moment.